Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
The San Jose Sharks came to Nationwide Arena in Columbus looking to build on a big victory in Detroit a couple of nights earlier. But unfortunately, in front of a crowd of 15,943 fans here in Columbus, the cannon went off four times for the Blue Jackets fans, and the Sharks lose 4-1. Time now for our instant replay to tell you exactly how it all happens. Entering this game, Zach Werenski was on a real tear. He had points in 17 straight home games and is making a very strong case to be the leading candidate for the Norris Trophy as the best defenseman in the National Hockey League. Werenski would be back in his zone defending, but then all of a sudden he was up ice, and at 12:11 of the first period, suddenly it was 1-0. Ruta, right point, keeps it in, tried to shoot it, was looking for a tip, intercepted by Werenski, and boy, Ruta better get back quickly. Here comes Werenski, lead pass, they score! Zach Werenski made that entire play. He exploded out of the zone. Ruta turned around and tried to get back, but right in front of the net, Adam Fantilli gets the cannon sent off, and it's 1-0 Blue Jackets. That was all Zach Werenski. It sure was. He picks up his 36th assist of the year on Adam Fantilli's 11th goal of the season at 12:11, and again, I don't know how many times we said this during the broadcast. He's back defending, and all of a sudden, he's the first guy up ice.
Yeah, his explosiveness is so underrated, and the way he just jumps up into the play and reads the play and the timing of it always seems like he's making the right decision. Obviously, Jan Ruta on that play is trying to make the right play by shooting off the post, but he reads it, picks it up off his skate, and that was a hard shot that Jan Ruta sent to the sent below the goal, and he blocks, and then he's off to the races and just caps it off with a beautiful pass to Adam Fantilli.
And so, with that assist, Werenski extends his home point scoring streak to 18 consecutive games. Among all of the defensemen that have ever played in the history of the National Hockey League, it's only happened a handful of times. Bobby Orr had a 25-game streak at home and a 21-game streak at home. Paul Coffey had a 23-game streak. Phil Housley had a 22-game streak. John Van Boxmeer at 19, Brian Leetch 18, and now Zach Werenski, 18 consecutive games. That's it in the history of the National Hockey League among Crazy. Defensemen to have a point streak at home that is 18 games or more. And, of course, he'll try to keep that going the next time they're out here.
He's the odds-on Norris favorite right now, and you could have got him for the price of plus 10,000 to start the season.
Amazing. 16:17, the time of the next goal in the first period. That was Kent Johnson's 12th, assisted by Sean Corrali. Great defensive play by Corrali against Ferraro, gaining the puck. Former Sharks draft pick, really having a nice career. Centered the puck over, and it was in the back of the net for Kent Johnson. 2-0 Blue Jackets at the end of one. Columbus outshot the Sharks 13-6. San Jose really struggled in the second period. They only had one shot for most of the period, ended up with two, and Columbus had 12. Alexander Georgiev stopped 11 of those 12 shots, some of them really good saves, but one of them a tip by James Van Riemsdyk on a shot by Damon Severson from the right point. Van Riemsdyk is first of two in the game, his seventh of the season. Severson and Kent Johnson assisted, so it was 3-0 in favor of the Columbus Blue Jackets at the end of the second period. The Sharks would come back, and on a faceoff play, they would finally get on the board at 7:32, and it would be Tyler Toffoli who would get it. Faceoff controlled by the Sharks, and Celebrini throws in front to Toffoli. He scores! 3-1 the score! The Sharks get one right off the faceoff at 7:32 of the third, and Tyler Toffoli, who had those chances early, finally comes through. Third time's the charm, and the Sharks are on the board. Well, that was as close as they would get. 7:32 the time of Tyler Toffoli's 17th goal of this season. Macklin Celebrini and William Eklund assisting on the play. But unfortunately, just after that, when the Sharks had momentum, Tim Liljegren took a two-minute hooking penalty, and that put the Blue Jackets on the power play, and they pretty much cruised the rest of the way until the empty net at the end, when at 17:59, James Van Riemsdyk intercepted a shot, attempt by Mikhail Granlund that was blocked by Kirill Marchenko. Marchenko gets the assist on Van Riemsdyk's empty netter. Van Riemsdyk's eighth goal of a season, second of a night, ending the scoring at 4-1 in favor of Columbus. That was the second and final meeting of the season series between the two teams. And the San Jose Sharks won in overtime at home 2-1. But tonight they lose in regulation 4-1 in Columbus. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.